This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. North Korea has test-fired two ballistic missiles Wednesday, its second launch in less than a week and latest apparent attempt to increase diplomatic pressure on the United States. South Korea's military reported the missiles were launched from a central inland area in North Korea and splashed into the sea off the country's east coast. Few other details were immediately available, including what kind of missiles were launched or how far they flew. In a statement, the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command said it is aware of the launch and has assessed that it does not pose an immediate threat to the U.S. personnel, territory, or allies. The launch comes 2 days after North Korea claimed to have test-fired a new long-range cruise missile. It was Pyongyang's first known missile test in about 6 months. Some analysts say the move suggests North Korea is trying to increase its bargaining leverage with the United States amid stalled nuclear talks. The North has often engaged in diplomacy after raising tensions via verbal threats or weapons tests. On Tuesday, the U.S. envoy to North Korea repeated Washington's offer to restart talks without preconditions, saying the United States is ready to work with North Korea on humanitarian issues, regardless of progress on its denuclearization. Voters in the western U.S. state of California have rejected an effort to remove Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office. Nearly 70% of voters overwhelmingly voted no in ending Newsom's four-year term early, with just more than 30% voting yes, according to figures released shortly after polls were closed in the large state late Tuesday night. Speaking to reporters early Wednesday, as the results showed him prevailing, Newsom said he was humbled and grateful to the millions of Californians who exercised their fundamental rights to vote. This is VOA News. U.S. Army officials issued a mandatory vaccination order for all uniformed personnel. Officials say Tuesday that the Army expects all active duty soldiers to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by December 15th, while imposing a deadline of June 30th, 2022 for all Reserve and National Guard soldiers. The statement said soldiers who refuse the vaccine will be first counseled by their chain of command and medical providers, but warns that if they continue to refuse and have not been exempted from the vaccine, they'll be suspended from their duties or even dismissed from service. The U.S. Justice Department has filed an emergency motion with a federal judge asking him to block the southwestern U.S. state of Texas from enforcing a new law that bans nearly all abortions in the state. In a 45-page motion filed late Tuesday with the federal district court, the Justice Department argued the new law, commonly known as Senate Bill 8, was drafted to, quote, prevent women from exercising their constitutional rights, unquote, to obtain an abortion. The emergency motion is the second legal action the Biden administration has taken against Texas over the new law after filing a lawsuit last week citing the same legal grounds. The new law, which took effect September 1st, outlaws abortion after the sixth week of pregnancy, which opponents say is well before most women are even aware they are pregnant, with no exemptions for pregnancy resulting from rape or incest. Texas is among a dozen mostly Republican-led states that have enacted so-called heartbeat abortion bans, which prohibit the procedure once a fetal heartbeat is detected, often at 6 weeks, and sometimes before a woman realizes she is pregnant. Courts in the past have blocked such bans, ruling they do not conform to the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision, giving women in the U.S. the constitutional right to an abortion without excessive government interference. 9 Hong Kong pro-democracy activists have been sentenced to several months in jail for taking part in an unauthorized candlelight vigil in observance of the brutal 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown on student protesters. The 9 defendants include such figures as Albert Ho and Figo Chan, who were sentenced earlier this month to lengthy sentences for taking part in an unauthorized demonstration in October 2019 at the height of anti-government protests triggered by a controversial extradition bill that evolved into a greater demand for freedoms for the financial hub. The 9 defendants pleaded guilty earlier this month for attending the 2020 candlelight vigil, which authorities had banned, citing the COVID-19 pandemic. For the first time in 60 years of human spaceflight, a rocket is poised to blast into orbit late Wednesday with no professional astronauts on board, only 4 space tourists. The historic all-civilian mission to space is set to launch from the Kennedy Space Center late Wednesday.